It's Tuesday, April 23rd, AD 2019. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. China Aid reports that the Chinese government is hiring citizens to monitor churches using spies. In the Henan province, the local government offered $44.72 for each person recruited in a village to spy on the Christian churches. The spies will be tasked with identifying children attending church or educated in a religious perspective outside of the official state religion of atheism. Luke 9:23 says, "And Jesus said to all, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" Those Easter Sunday coordinated terrorist attacks against Christian churches and others in Sri Lanka have resulted in 290 deaths and almost 500 injured. A Facebook entry noted that just before that attack, Caroline Mahendran, the Sunday school teacher at Zion Church, had been teaching their children on persecution. Then she asked the children, quote, "How many of you are willing to die for Christ?" End quote. Everyone raised their hands. It was only minutes later, as they entered the main service, that the blast occurred. Half of the children who raised their hands died for Jesus. The terrorist group known as National Tauhid Jamaat is implicated in the attacks. Recent news reports also indicate that ample warnings of the attacks had been sent to the Sri Lankan Police Department and military officials as early as April 4th. Other victims include three children of Danish billionaire Anders Holch Povlsen, according to a report from the BBC, along with eight British citizens. Sri Lanka's planning manager called the sequence of attacks a, quote, "colossal failure on the part of the intelligence services," end quote. Christian adoption agencies have been squeezed out of business in Philadelphia. The social services system in the city refuses to work with agencies who will not place children with homosexuals living in sin. Yesterday, the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled by a vote of 3-0 against the Catholic Social Services of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. The court insisted that, quote, "eradicating discrimination," end quote, against sodomites was a, quote, "state-compelling interest," end quote. One so-called Christian adoption organization in Philadelphia, Bethany, quote-unquote, "Christian Services," has capitulated, agreeing to work with adoptive persons who live lifestyles of unnatural, abominable sexual practices. Beginning today, the United Methodist Church Judicial Council meets this week on charges that the traditional plan, which refuses to promote homosexuality, does not meet the denomination's constitutional standards, reports Fox News. A majority of U.S.-based delegates opposed that plan and favored sexual perversions, but they were outvoted by U.S. conservatives teamed with most of the delegates from Methodist strongholds in Africa and the Philippines. The request for a judicial decision passed the body by a vote of 405-395. United Methodist Church membership topped out at 10.7 million people in 1970, dropping to 7 million in 2016, with only about 2.6 million actually attending weekly. Additional countries make up another 5 million members. In Revelation 2, the Lord Jesus gives this instruction to the church at Thyatira: "I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel to seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. Unless they repent of their sins, I will kill her children with death." More bad bills are in process. A Colorado sex ed bill will force homeschool charter schools and all public schools to incorporate a comprehensive pro-homosexual, pro-transgender curriculum. It heads for another state Senate committee vote this week. The bill also supports abortion and the use of abortion-inducing drugs. The Oregon House of Representatives has approved a bill that will increase the legality of the use of a wider variety of poisons to aid in doctor-assisted suicide. And California lawmakers are considering legislation which would turn pastors into snitches on parents who may be perceived as failing to provide, quote, "warmth, attention, or normal living experiences for their children or teens," end quote. SB 360 tightens the definition of child abuse and neglect to erode parental rights in the Golden State. U.S. oil prices bumped up another 3% yesterday upon news that the State Department is tightening controls on Iranian imports. The Trump administration announced that it will levy sanctions on countries taking in Iranian oil. Crude has hit $74 a barrel. And finally, Social Security bankruptcy is now about 16 years out. 2035 is the year the reserve funds will be dried up. That's according to the Social Security and Medicare trustees report released yesterday. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com.